your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Reading from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Great verse.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, February 8th, 2021. It's Memorization Monday. Woo!
Where has the time gone?
Yeah, already. We're going to be halfway through February. It'll be Valentine's Day.
No, wait.
You know,
that
is March and spring, and then, you know, the summertime we're looking forward to.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Time is certainly on our side, though.
And of the essence.
Yeah, of the essence and on our side because we're followers of Jesus. And so God has a divine plan for all of us to live out today, to interact with people. What I so loved about last week's Memorization Monday and having Bill Allison for Monday and Tuesday, the fact that wherever we go, and so that verse just encourages us or exhorts us, and it's a command from Christ, you know, wherever we go in all the world, we're to make disciples of all nations.
Yes, we are.
And we're to touch people's lives. So may God equip us this very day. And as we talk about Memorization Monday in today's specific verse, Matthew 28:20, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So doesn't that Deuteronomy verse kind of parallel with that
a bit?
And it's somewhat similar to the Joshua 1:9, I think, that we've memorized and talked about. But I just love this verse. I came across it, and our special guest today
also loves verses in the Bible.
In fact, he's with an organization that touched my life close to 40-something years ago, Navigators
How old
Ministry.
Are you?
That's right. Getting old every moment, too. But he's the campus director here at the University of Illinois, the campus director of the Navigators, which many of you are familiar with or know them by the people that carry those little packets, kind of like a business-size packet that has scripture verses on it, and they love and delight in memorizing God's Word, not just to know it, but to be able to share it, to be molded by it, to be encouraged and influenced by God's Word. And that's something we've been doing for a couple of years as we've been reading through this book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. And maybe almost 2 years ago, we should have had Josh in to help us launch it because he's all about scripture memory and loving on students and making disciples. And in fact, he knows Bill Allison. And so it was kind of neat when I met up with Josh a few months back. I said, hey, you're with a part of Navigators, right? Somebody had pointed that out to me. He goes, yeah. I said, oh, you got to be a part of Scripture Memory and Memorization Monday. And I said, hey, these are some of the upcoming verses. And I said, these are some of the guests that we're going to have. And he says, oh, Bill Allison? I'll follow right after him. So to lay a little of the context before I formally introduce Josh Parr, let me read Matthew chapter 28, and I'll read verses 18 through 20, and we'll be focusing on verse 20 today. But this kind of lays a little of the groundwork or the context, because context is always important when you're reading Scripture and finding points of application. So I'll begin at Matthew 28:18. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And then today's verse, Matthew 28:20. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Woohoo! That's a promise for all of us.
Yeah.
For those of us that follow Jesus and obey him, he's going to be with us. He's going to comfort us. He's going to be our companion. But so much more, he's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He's worthy of our praise and our worship and our surrendering our lives to him. But Joshua has done that, and so today we're going to try to turn it into a little bit of a Testimony Tuesday and a Memorization Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But a few months back when I mentioned some of these upcoming verses, you said, Matthew 28:20, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. You said, hey, I could certainly share a little about that. What strikes you about this verse?
Oh, Mark. Well, I think for me, this is one of the reasons why the Navigators exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dawson Trotman, as many people know, followed Billy Graham around, and Dawson's heart was not merely just to have converts. It was to make disciples, people that are willing to obey Jesus, follow him for their life, make an impact right where they're at. And for Dawes, the way in which he saw God move was through scripture memory, because he found when people hid God's word in their heart, it was bouncing around in their head all day, and they became doers of the word. Which, you know, if we know what James says, that's what one of his desires is for believers, is to be doers of the word and not hearers only. And so when I saw that, I was like, man, that is so good, because that's what we're about. We're about teaching people to obey and follow Jesus, not just have thicker notebooks and know more things. At some point, we need to follow Jesus and we need to obey him. And it's so cool to see that that's a part of the Great Commission.
So scripture really is a basis of the navigators.
Yeah. And so we really specialize in Bible studies, small groups. We're not a what I call a sage on the stage ministry, but more so a what we would say is a guide on the side. People that are guiding others as they are being discipled by Jesus. And so we realize, like, okay, if part of the Great Commission is teaching people to obey, right? Not teaching them just to know more stuff, but teaching them to obey. We need to know what Jesus said, right? Because that's everything that has been commanded.
You know, as you were talking, I was envisioning you're kind of like a companion that comes alongside students, in your case, because you're at the University of Illinois, you and your wife, Julie, and we'll have to have a shout-out about her in just a minute or two, but you come alongside these students in small groups, one-on-one. You talk about God's Word, His plan and purpose for their life. You show them the scriptures that pertain to the situation or the frustration or the confusion they maybe have in life, and say, look at what He says. He loves you. He cares for you.
Yeah.
He died for you. He desires you to be cleansed from your sins, to walk anew, to live that new life in Him. And I've loved the Navigators, all the people I've met involved in the Navigators ministry. And like I said, I think 40 plus years ago, I got my first memory. Yeah, you're probably not even old. You weren't even born yet.
I'm only 31, Mark.
Oh, my word.
But that first scripture memory packet, I remember carrying that around. I remember as a manager at Jewel, I used to have a thing on my watch where every like 45 minutes, it varied. Sometimes it was every 2 hours, depending on the day, but it would ring, and it was a reminder to pull out my scripture memory packet, look at the verse, think about it, and attend to other things. But scripture memory is what we've been doing on Mondays for a couple years now.
Thank you for getting us into it, Mark.
So by way of a little more of an introduction, Josh has been married to the beloved Julie for about 8 years now.
Yes, sir.
And you have little 9-month-old Hannah running around. Yep. I've seen her every so often on Sundays and such. And
still precious thing.
You attend the Grafted Fellowship in Mahomet, which is a relatively newer church in that open room right in downtown Mahomet that Dr. Webb is one of the elders, deacons, leaders, along with Pastor Tom Douglas, who we had interviewed some time ago, and a neat small group of men and women and boys and girls that are following the Lord Jesus. And you've obviously been on campus here of the University of Illinois about 6 years.
Yes, sir.
Working with Navigators, but take us a little through your own faith journey before Marianne reads from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan.
Yeah. So I grew up in the Peoria area, which is how I know Bill Allison, right? Because everyone in the Peoria area, if you're walking with Jesus, you know Bill Allison. He's made a huge impact in that area. But I grew up going to Grace Presbyterian Church in Peoria. And in high school, my parents helped start Youth for Christ in Chillicothe, Illinois. Ministry called Campus Life. And so I don't necessarily know if I was walking with Jesus then, but what I saw was that Jesus is important. Mm-hmm. My parents read their Bibles. They seek to live for God. This is really important. And I would look at the gospel. I don't think I would have denied it, but I don't know if I was quite living for Jesus yet. And then I got a baseball scholarship here to play at the University of Illinois. And it was during that time, your student-athlete scene, there's definitely a party scene. And I was like, I definitely don't want to live that life. But what life do I want to live? And so my mom had encouraged me, look up the Navigators to see if they're on their campus. And so I looked up the Navigators, and a guy named Norman Hubbard and his wife, Katie.
Sure.
Yeah. We
interviewed Norm long time ago.
Yep. So with the crazy hair.
He's a great preacher, too. I've heard him preach a number of times at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, and I thought, that guy is rock solid.
Yep. Yep, I reached out to him, and he took me to an ethnic restaurant on campus, which is really fun because I was a small town guy who's only had like beef and potatoes his whole life. So that was really great. And then he really taught me how to begin to walk with God, and he just shared the gospel in such a clear way. And I was like, oh, I don't have to earn anything. Oh, I cannot make God love me more than he already does. And so then as I started to hide some of those truths in my heart, all of a sudden, I had what I needed to fight temptation. I had what I needed to be reminded of the gospel in my life, that Jesus has saved me. One of my favorite verses is 2 Corinthians 5:21. Paul's talking about God and Jesus, and he says, he made him, so God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that in him, in Christ, we could become the righteousness of God. So it's because of Jesus and the righteousness that he gave us that we're as righteous as God. We have his righteousness.
Yeah, I think somewhere in there, is that in the context where we put on his robe? And so, in a sense, God sees us through the shed blood of Jesus as perfect and complete. We could blow all of our minds away. I mean, I always wonder how, you know, God dealt with David, who obviously sinned and fell short, and he could say, David's a man after his own heart, and how he can look at any of us that are flawed and sinful, and I guess somehow in God's economy, because of Christ's shed blood and that we are covered by him, God sees us as perfect and complete, which is amazing. Yeah.
He sees Jesus. We owe Jesus a lot.
It's like if Christ is in us, then it would make sense that we have his righteousness. So then Norman taught me how to read the Bible. We started studying as the way navigators do, using inductive study, looking, digging deep. And then all of a sudden he challenged me, said, Josh, I want you to ask some of the guys on your team to see if they want to read the Bible. And I'm like, Norm, you know.
You're meddling now.
Some of these guys, I don't think they want to do that. He goes, Josh, he goes, just ask them and I'll bring a home cooked meal every Wednesday. And so I said, all right, I'll ask him, Norm, but, you know, don't get your hopes up. And so I asked these guys and called Norm later, and he was like, well, what'd they say? I'm like, well, all three of them said yes. So,
so where's the food?
So Katie needs to start cooking. And so that was really just a huge impact in my faith journey because I saw that, and I think Bill Allison mentioned this last time, that Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And I saw that as I started following Jesus, meditating on his word, hiding it in my heart, walking with him, wow, I was started fishing for people. And that was really, really encouraging. And so then when I, after my junior year, I was drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks. I did 3.5 years in minor league baseball, was released. And so that mean I was unemployed and I hadn't, finished college. I said released one time and another friend was like, wait, from prison? I'm like, no.
Oh, my word.
From baseball. And so I had to come back and finish my degree because I was drafted after my junior year. And so we then moved back in with Norman Katie because Julie and I had gotten married while I was in the minor leagues. And so it was from that point on, Norman said, you know, I know you have opportunities in business after college because my family's involved with business. He said, I want you to like follow me around and I'll mentor you again and you'll see what it's like to be on staff with the Navigators. Josh, you've always ministered because I kept doing the same thing in pro ball. And he's like, I want you to see what it would look like to like do this full time. And so I've been with the Navs ever since.
My goodness.
And I think when I was introducing you to a friend, he was saying, Josh Parr, I think I've watched you play baseball at the university.
Really?
Yeah, Dick Skaggs, a great friend. And did you also have a brother or somebody else?
Some of those are coming back to me now. Yep. So I have brothers that are twins, and they're 14 months younger than me. And both of them played at the U of I as well.
Okay.
And so I got to play with Justin, and then when I was drafted, Jordan transferred to the U of I. So I got to play with Justin in college, but then both of them got drafted too. And Jordan, who I didn't play with in college, was drafted by the Diamondbacks, the same word. So I got to play with one in pro ball and one in college. So that was pretty fun.
Oh,
wow.
Cool.
And I'm sure your dad was rather proud of three sons playing baseball and probably assisted.
Well,
as
his mom was, too.
Yeah, mom was, too.
Yes.
Maybe even more.
My parents, they married each other because they were best friends.
Yeah.
And so they were totally on board, and they are more excited about the fact that all their children, because I have a younger sister, too, are walking with Jesus more so than baseball.
Absolutely.
And that's always been a blessing.
Now, Marianne's going to read in one moment, but okay, you have like the elevator. You have 1 minute to give a shout out for Julie, how you met and how that all came together.
You know, I was reading in Proverbs 20 yesterday, and the writer says a prudent woman is a gift from the Lord. And I think Julie is probably the most grounded person that I've ever met. She is anchored in the scriptures. I'm blessed to have a wife who's always has God's word on her lips and her mouth. And so I live with someone who does this scripture memory thing so much more faithfully than I do. And so she abides in Jesus and bears fruit, and I get to see it, and I'm a recipient of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have something to say to Julie. That is the first time I've heard someone say that profound compliment. She's the most grounded person I know.
Yeah, last week I think we had somebody say, it was Steve Carmichael actually, about his wife being fearless.
Yeah, and that's
really
great too.
That resonated well with you.
I love this, grounded.
And
love
I know that Julie loves, or seemingly loves, being a mom, because many times that I've seen her, she's been on the floor with your little 9-month-old Hannah, and so I think you're both cutting your teeth on being new parents
and all
the developments that happen and the learning curve.
So we overreact whenever our child like sneezes or coughs.
Yeah.
Right? It's our first.
Of course you do. That's great.
So today on Memorization Monday, we're looking at Matthew 28:20, which says, "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age."
Okay. This is the words of Robert J. Morgan. In memorizing this verse, I thought of missionary explorer David Livingstone, who leaned on it repeatedly during lonely treks through deepest Africa. Here's a sample from his journal on January 14, 1856, when threatened by hostile tribes. "I felt some turmoil of spirit in the evening at the prospect of having all my efforts for the welfare of this great region and its teeming population knocked on the head by savages tomorrow. But I read that Jesus said, 'All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. And lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world.' I took this as his word of honor and then went out to take observations for latitude and longitude, which I think were very successful. The promise of God's presence is a potent reality for every Christian worker. It was originally given to the 11 disciples on a hillside in Galilee, and it so deeply impressed one of them, Matthew, that he chose to end his gospel with these words rather than by recording our Lord's ascension into heaven or the promise of his return. What a joy to practice constantly the presence of the Lord." Missionary Rosalind Goforth told of a time when she and her family were in extreme danger during the Boxer Rebellion in China. They were surrounded by a bloodthirsty mob, and Rosalind was seized with overwhelming fear, not of dying, but of being tortured, which was a likely scenario. Her husband drew from his pocket a little book of Bible verses and read, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms," Deuteronomy 33:27. He went on to recite several similar verses. "The effect of those words at such a time was remarkable," said Rosalind. "All realized that God was speaking to us. Never was there a message more directly given to mortal man from God than that message to us. From almost the first verse, my whole soul seemed flooded with a great peace. All trace of panic vanished, and I felt God's presence was with us. Indeed, his presence was so real, it scarcely could have been more so had we seen a visible form." This promise isn't just for missionaries in dangerous times. The abiding presence of the Lord Jesus is a blessing to every child of God. And here's a quote from David Livingstone. This is in an address he gave at Glasgow University before he went back to Africa. "But I return without misgiving and with great gladness. For would you like me to tell you what supported me through all the years of exile among people whose language I could not understand and whose attitude toward me was often hostile? It was this: lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. On those words I staked everything, and they never failed." David Livingstone. David Livingstone is such an interesting character. If anybody wants to look him up, read about him.
Yeah, that's a good one. Today's verse and this week's verse, Matthew 28:20, "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely. And this is so encouraging and reassuring and comforting to know. This is Jesus talking. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And those of us that follow the Lord Jesus Christ, that's a promise. That's something that we can, as they say, take to the bank. We can count on. God doesn't lie. God is always consistent and true and perfect. And when he says something, you can count on it. And so how reassuring to know that God cares.
Well, the two of you, Mark and Josh, have made me want to make up a pack of cards with Bible verses. I'm not kidding. Yeah, you just really, you can feel it in the air right here.
You know, I've talked about this for a couple of years now, but scripture memory is so important. And it was like when Josh was talking, I was hearing Robert J. Morgan, who we interviewed over 2 years ago, the importance of saturating your mind and heart, letting it influence your thinking, let it direct you and teach you and bring comfort and clarity. And there's so many aspects of God's Word. It's living, it's active, and we can apply it into our lives. You said it earlier, and somebody may be unfamiliar with, I think you said inductive studying the Bible. Is that the observation, interpretation,
correct,
application?
Yep.
I love that. It's the best way, before you read the Scriptures today or this week, always pray, ask the Holy Spirit, ask God, ask the Lord Jesus to help you observe what's going on in the passage. And then seek out the interpretation of it. What's it mean? What's it saying? What it's conveying? And then get it personalized. Okay, Lord, in light of what I've observed, in light of what I'm thinking you're saying, how can I apply it into my everyday activities? And, oh, it's the best. Yeah, it's the way that
that's
I
That's what inductive
yeah,
is.
Okay. Yeah, inductive Bible studies. K. Arthur's pretty known for it. The Navigators is known for it. It's just a great method, a tool, a means for you to have an objective. When you read God's Word, I mean, you want to find out what God is saying, and you want to find out the God behind the Word, you know, God's love and who is Jesus and how can the Holy Spirit equip me for this day.
How it impacts your life.
But that observation, interpretation, and application, I love the application part. Well, that's what you're all about, Josh, on the University of Illinois campus. If somebody is saying, I want to support Josh or the ministry work he's doing, how would they get in touch with you? Or say they have a student going to the University of Illinois, how could they plug that student into the Navigators ministry?
Yeah. You could find us on every social media platform, but the best way probably is just to shoot me an email. So my email is josh.parr, that's P-A-R-R, at navigators.org.
Josh.parr, P-A-R-R, at navigators.org.
Yep.
All right, everyone, so we have a new memory verse to look at, some food for thought, and to be praying up Josh and Julie, their 9-month-old Hannah, and the ministry work they're doing here on the University of Illinois, which really can impact the world because of so many international students and people from all over the country and the world that come here and can learn about God's Word and God's love for them as they attend Navigators and other campus ministries. So we'll be praying you up, Josh, and thank you for being available for memorization.
Yes,
Monday.
Thank you both for having me on.
Oh, God bless you, Josh.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Josh Parr with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.